Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting third. The right fielder, Shinsu Chu. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Peralta. Batting fifth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jamie Carroll. Batting seventh. The catcher, Kelly Shoppack. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Trevor Crowe. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Andy Marte. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jeremy Sowers. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The third baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting third. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jason Nix. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Nix. Sizemore moves to third. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Chu is hit by the pitch. Cabrera moves to second. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sizemore scores. Cabrera moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sowers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckham hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dye hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carroll hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoppack hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Trevor Crowe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crowe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beckham juggles the ball. That's an error on Beckham. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marte hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burley fires to first and picks off Cabrera. One out. Shin-Soo Choo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Chu is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chu hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Quinton who is chasing the ball. Chu reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Peralta batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Peralta is 0-for-1 in the game. Peralta hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chu scores. It's 4-0. Indians. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nix takes first base on ball 4. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Podsednik is 0-for-1 in the game. Podsednik hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Crow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckham hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Sizemore. Beckham reaches second base with a double. Nix goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Indians. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dye is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a pop-up towards first. Marte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckham scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Shopak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Shopak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Trevor Crow is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marte is 0-for-1 in the game. Marte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Quinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quinton hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nix is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nix hits a pop-up towards first. Marte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Choo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Choo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Choo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 0-for-2 in the game. Podsednik hits a fly ball into left field. Crow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Beckham strikes out. 2 outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Peralta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hafner takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hafner moves to second. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Shop Pack is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Shop Pack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hafner scores. Carroll moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Trevor Crow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marte is 0-for-2 in the game. Marte strikes out. 1 out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Nix settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Nix. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Quinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peralta fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nix is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nix hits a fly ball into left field. Crow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Chu hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Peralta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Peralta reaches second base with a double. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hafner strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Peña now pitching. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pierzynski for a passed ball. Peralta moves to third. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carroll hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Nix reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 0 for 3 in the game. Podsednik hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Beckham takes first base on ball 4. Chris Perez now pitching. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dye takes first base on ball 4. Podsednik moves to third. Beckham moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 3 in the game. Konerko hits a pop-up towards first. Marte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Sipp now pitching. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carroll reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shopak is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Shopak strikes out. 1 out. Trevor Crowe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crowe is 0 for 3 in the game. Crowe takes first base on ball 4. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Marte is 0 for 3 in the game. Marte strikes out. 2 outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Crowe. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Crowe steals second. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sizemore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Wood now pitching. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Quinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards left. Crowe settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Crowe. Chris gets pinch runs for Alexei Ramirez. Dwayne Wise pinch hits for Jason Nix. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wise hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Getz moves to second. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Podsednik is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Getz moves to third. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Podsednik moves to second. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckham hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.